Ministry right here tonight, today, wherever you are, anywhere in the world. It's the Von Erich D-Man Podcast with Marshall and Ross. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We're doing good. You know, we've been wanting to do this for a while. We've had a lot of fans message in, you know, wanting us to start a podcast. But this is for the people. They're going to send questions. We're going to have guests that you want to have on. And you get to, know Ross and I a little better.
You're looking mighty official there, Marshall. Look at your desk. Can you explain to us all the paraphernalia that you've been able to fit on that tiny desk in front of you?
Oh, yeah. It's not a tiny desk. It's not about size, Dennis. But here, I got my dad right here, Kevin Von Erich, my little action figure. Uncle Kerry, Ross with the head of Cody Rhodes. My North Texas helmet. Oh, there you go. Now it's green. This knife that I hunt with. And my flying V guitar that I don't play. It's Ross's. Was my Uncle Mike's, but
where's your little statue?
It chipped, and so I'm having it fixed right now.
Okay. And Ross, you're in the living room. I've been in that room. You got the dartboard behind you and the TV.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm in the party room over here. So
and right behind the party, you, so. About 20 acres of beautiful Kauai paradise.
That's right. And then I figured most of the people, most of the listeners are going to be, you know, wrestling fans, which is awesome. And, to the people that don't know who we are, Ross and I, we are Ross and Marshall Von Erich. We're professional wrestlers, third generation professional wrestlers. We come from the Von Erich family. Our father is Kevin Von Erich. He had five brothers, the famous Von Erich family in Dallas, sons of Fritz Von Erich, sorry. And, the founder of World Class Championship Wrestling. This will be a World Class podcast. Is that a name? Is that the name right there?
We haven't come up with a name yet, but that's as good as any as I've heard.
It feels so world class, so great, very world class. So let's go.
Dennis, we're gonna love having your impressions on this show.
Guys, so speaking of wrestling, you're with MLW. What's the latest? We haven't talked in a while. What's the latest with MLW? Are you guys tag team champions? Are you not? What's going on? I'm seeing stuff about the Lawlers or somebody coming on the island. Y'all are fighting them. What the heck is going on? Help me put these pieces together, please.
Ross, you want to take that one?
So we were the tag team champions up until recently when we wrestled Lost Parks. He and his son were able to beat us with the help of Tom. Tom did some scummy stuff and ended up kind of screwing us out of the belts. But
the history with Tom. So, you know, we came to MLW originally. Tom, you know, we're fans of him in the UFC. He called us. He had a target on his back as a heavyweight champion. And, he needed some guys he could trust. And our eyes weren't on the heavyweight belt. You know, we came there for the tag belts, but we came there to protect him and have his back. We had a good friendship. Tom lost his belt to Jacob Fatu. We won the tag team belts. Tom, ever since he lost, he just started getting, honestly, just insecure and kind of believing thoughts in his head.
Was that right? It was like the next day we started seeing Tom just act different.
Yeah, he started acting different. So then the rankings worked. Fatu, you know, wanted to have a challenger, and it was either Ross or myself. And I could just tell Tom was really upset about that. I was going to take it, but I was injured. And so, you know, Ross took the lead for me. I gave that opportunity to Ross instead of Tom. Tom really didn't like that. Wasn't talking to us for a while. And then that was the day everything changed. Ross had his title match and he had it pretty under control. And Tom turns around and hits him with a chair. And that's when we knew that we got to stick together. Ross and I got to stick together. And we don't know who we can trust in MLW. We came in there together and we're going to leave together. And that's kind of the update with what's going on with Tom. But since then, we've had some run-ins with him. He's come in our matches and, you know, and try to cost us matches, you know. We had a title defense versus Los Parks. It was an extremely big opportunity for us. We were so excited. Fans wanted to see it. Tom was a special guest referee, thanks to Selena De La Renta. She set that up. And So we knew it was going to be rough, but as champions, you know, you got to be ready and prepared for anything. And from there, yeah, Tom screws over for the belt. He screwed over a really good friend, Low Key. You know, he's like our mentor. Screwed over another good old Texas boy, ACH. And and then he came to our island and had a, Ross and I had originally planned to do a Wrestle Island, MLW come to Kauai to do a show here because everybody's on lockdown. And he beat us to the punch, called it Filthy Island, had a show, didn't even put us on the card. He put our faces on the card, but with big X's on our faces. And so we didn't like that. And we invited ourselves. We pulled up in a Jeep Wrangler and we raised hell. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay. That's where that match was that I saw on Twitter or Instagram that you guys had. And
it was on, yeah, MLW's YouTube channel or BN Sports Network or BN Sports, that channel.
But that wasn't a title match, right? That was not title. That was just a.
No, no. We weren't even invited. We weren't even supposed to be there. We were just some angry locals.
So when is the rematch? When are you guys going to go back for your tag team titles?
You know, we're waiting for the losing those belts was, you know, one of the, it was a blessing in disguise because now we have nothing to lose. And it brought us back to our roots. We came in here as you know, fighting brothers and, you know, we wanted to be fighting champions. And with Tom and all the crap he's pulling, the belts don't define us. You know, we're Von Erichs. It's deeper than just, you know, being champions. But, yeah, that's what we strive for. We're going to continue to go for the belts. And who knows? You know, there's the Samoan werewolf, Jacob Fatu, has a heavyweight belt. And I don't know. Now it's being beltless. I need something to hold my pants up. And that belt looks kind of pretty. He's a Samoan werewolf, and I'm the silver bullet. And I'm going to come for him. And Ross, I don't know if he's going to go for the middleweight or Hammerstone's belt. We'll see. But, yeah, we want belts.
You know, I feel like we did accomplish some of what we wanted to do, which was become the world tag team champions. And we did that. Not only did we do it, we were the longest reigning. So, for us, that's a huge accomplishment, a huge, you know, notch under our belt. So,
and it had it has nothing to do with COVID and having 7 months off. It has nothing to do with that.
Of course not. Of course not. Yeah.
A little bit. But because
you guys look still pretty good, you know. You guys look in shape, which is
trying great. To, but hey, actually, I found out I might have a singles match with good old Filthy Tom, Peeping Tom. We'll see.
But Is Tom still on the island?
No. So he actually got banished from our island. It hasn't happened in 100 years. He got never to come back again. He was coming here all the time, hanging out with us, and then our drama started. The locals hate him. They treated the place like a trash can, threw trash everywhere. It was pretty rough.
Actually, the way he avoided getting arrested was he jumped on a Chinese freighter and hit himself as a stowaway to try to get out of here. So he didn't leave on the best terms, to put it lightly.
But you know, Ross and I, we're still going back every week, you know, just to check up on everybody, make sure Tom didn't pull anything. You know, I'm kind of there's new sheriffs in town. We're Ross's sheriff, and I am assistant to the sheriff. No, assistant sheriff, not assistant. No two
to the sheriff. Yeah,
that sounds like that's
but you know, very important. One thing I wanted to clarify is this podcast. You know, we've been wanting to do this for a long time. Clawcast, whatever you want to call it. We've been wanting to do something like this for a long time. That way, the people can get to know us better, who we are. Dennis D-Man is been a family friend for quite a long time. We were after Japan. Ross and I were, you know, just trying to get our feet wet in the United States and wrestle more mainland shows. And Dennis, you know, didn't have any experience in wrestling yet, but we kind of formed a team. And from there, you know, we all stuck together. We had a good friendship already, and we were all at the right spot at the right time. And, you know, we started doing our Texas runs together. And, you know, a lot of the hardcore Von Erich fans know Dennis. You know, he's an awesome guy. But yeah, we wanted to have this show, you know, of course, have guests on. We want to answer your questions, but we want to have guests that y'all want to hear from. We, you know, we can talk wrestling and all that, of course, but, you know, we also just want to talk to interesting people that, you know, just you know, if there's any questions that you have, like for me personally, wouldn't it be cool to talk to like an oceanographer and ask him how long you could live in a whale stomach? Just questions that you're curious about. That's me personally.
Yeah, these are
But I mean,
very important.
Whatever your interest.
Hey, by the way, speaking of the fans and questions, I've got some questions maybe we'll intersperse here from the fans that I got today. You guys ready for one?
Okay.
All right. So the question is, Marshall, what's it like being a dad now? Instead of being the irresponsible person you once were, you're now a dad. No, just kidding. You're now a dad. So what's it like being a dad, Marshall?
Who asked that question?
That comes from none other than Claudia.
Claudia. C-L-A-W. That's so what's it like being a dad? It's pretty awesome. There's a lot of responsibility, but yeah, it's been pretty cool. I'm learning that I gotta like be selfless and stuff. It's pretty nuts. But yeah, it's great.
Any words of advice from your family, Ross, or your sisters, or your mom and dad on being a dad?
Is there any advice?
What did you give them?
What kind of advice did I give as far as being a dad?
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not a dad.
But... Yeah, I know. I'm not a dad, obviously, but
you know,
I do have a lot of nephews and nieces and stuff. So I like to, you know, think of myself as I know my way around some kids. You know, I know how to make them laugh and stuff. But as far as parenting, he's on his own on that one. I think he can ask our dad.
Yeah, no, you know, Ross is actually really helpful. Because, you know, having my son Solomon, he's about a year and a half, but yeah, he's just full of aggression. And I don't know if he gets it from my wife or myself, because I'm pretty lighthearted, honestly, but he is breaking stuff, running. He has a short temper, kind of reminds me of my Uncle Dave a little bit. But, you know, I've learned a lot about, you know, I've become more patient, let stuff go. Also, you know, I have to be disciplined when because he's cute and stuff, but I still gotta spank that butt when he gets too crazy. When he starts biting strangers and slapping kids at the park and stuff. But Ross helps a lot. You know, we're I wouldn't say co-parents because that sounds
he's turning into a Russ.
He helps a lot.
Ross, it's another question from Claudia. What kind of new moves are you working on? What are any new moves you guys are working on?
Dance moves. I would assume wrestling. So we'll start with that one, and we'll get into the dance moves.
Well, they didn't specify, but I, you know,
yeah. I strongly disagree. But go on.
Okay. You know, I'm working on a lot of submissions. I don't know if you've been following our story on Instagram or Twitter. Me and Marshall have been just. Did a lot of grappling, trained a lot of submissions, and we just want to be comfortable anywhere we're at during a match. And so,
yeah,
we're just trying to get game all over, you know. Neither one of us are really, you know, big move guys, but, you know, we want to be technical and just good at what we do.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. A solid foundation is, you know, being good on the ground, and that's what we're trying to get better at.
All right, that's great. Now, so maybe some new moves. And to go with that, a lot of the fans like Vinny Camarillo, Brent Stein, and Shane Stone Street are asking, when are you guys coming to when's the next time you're coming to the mainland? When are you coming to wrestle?
You know, we're kind of just waiting for things to open up. That's on MLW. MLW is waiting to start doing live shows again, because, you know, it's just different without fans. We went to Florida and without the fans there, I realize how much we thrive in that kind of environment. It has that gladiator feel. It's a bloodthirsty crowd. I don't know. It just gets you going, and it's not having that, you know, everything's painful, but I can't wait until we start doing live shows. And the rumor is, I think the first live show we do, hopefully, will be in Dallas, but if it's in Dallas, I want all the claw maniacs to be there.
So we don't, just to be clear, there's no anything officially scheduled as of yet.
There's a few things we're talking about and stuff, but yeah, nothing official.
Nothing official. Okay. All right, cool. But let's, I, now I'm in the understanding that we do have some official news, and maybe we can do some groundbreaking official news right here, because we talked about it earlier. Marshall's a dad with Solomon, but a little birdie and a little bee told me there may be another new addition to the Marshall and Coral family. So Marshall, is there any truth to these?
That's right.
Or were you out when the FedEx guy came over? Hello.
Allegedly.
Very allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah, that is true. I inherited Fritz Von Erich's genes. I like to pop out babies. So I got another baby in the oven on the way. And we won't know if it's a boy or a girl until March 26. But yeah, we got another baby coming. And so pretty pumped about that. And I was actually, you know, building a house right now, and I framed out a bedroom and it was too big. And so I was like, hey, I'll split it in half and make two bedrooms. The next day, Coral's pregnant. So good timing.
So what that means is we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So Ross, right now, we don't know if you're going to be an aunt or an uncle, right?
I get that. Exactly. Is that how it works? Yeah,
that is how.
So, that all is. Right, congratulations. This is official news. And the baby's due when, Marshall?
It's supposedly my birthday, November 10th.
Okay, so November 10th. So we've got time to, like, get the gift registry up and buy a bunch of loot.
Yeah. If the fans want to send in gifts / money and not gifts, that'd be great.
Right, fantastic. So that's great news, big news, groundbreaking news right here on the podcast, the Clawcast, right here, ladies and gentlemen. Ross, question for you, my man. What the heck is going on with your dad's Twitter account? Everybody's asking about that. They're hacked. They want hacked off. They're, well, can we say words?
On Eric.
Yeah, what's going on? Ross, what's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a... You know, there. I can't get a clear answer on it either. Last I heard,
Tom, we know what happened. Time we tell people what really happened. Tom freaking Lawler got that banned.
And Marshall's frozen.
Okay. We all announced it. MLW announced it. Tom somehow got my dad's account blocked. And now we're in this predicament.
So this isn't part of Twitter censoring people, shutting people's accounts down. This is Tom Lawler doing that? Is that right?
I'm not aware of what he said.
That's what we're suspecting.
Okay, so this is not any kind of big government thing. This is Tom Lawler shutting your dad down on Twitter.
I don't know. Knowing my dad. My dad is a rebel. He's a bad boy. It could be, but that's what we were told. So I like to get bits and pieces of information and then just die on that hill. And this is how I am right there.
All right. Well, switching gears, let's talk about how is life out there with COVID? Is it letting up on Kauai? I was actually thinking about coming out to see you guys. You have to quarantine still. What's the deal? By the way, I'm vaccinated, so. Well, what is it like out there with COVID? Is everything shut down? You having to wear a mask? Texas just announced today no more masks as of whatever, a couple of days, the mask mandate's going away.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We're over here, we're masking and quarantining and all that stuff. And not much has changed over here, but since there's not as much tourist, it's been kind of nice. The beaches are open and it's pretty cool.
Less traffic.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Less traffic. So now if somebody wants to come to Kauai or any part in Hawaii, do you have to quarantine upon landing, or as long as you get a COVID test, you're okay? Is that right?
I think that's changed. I think that's, I'm not 100% sure, but I think now, you can get that Quest test. That was when things opened back up, but we've had a shutdown since then. And so I think it's back to, having to quarantine for 14 days. And so it's not really worth it. You come to Hawaii, you got to stay an additional 14 days just to quarantine, and then you can't go out. It's just, it'd be a little difficult, but I was thinking, because that's cool that we have fan questions and everything. If the fans could let us know who they would want us to have as a guest, in future shows.
Yeah, let us know some guest ideas, fans, and we'll You can tweet those to us or post in the VE Nation or however we are on social media. You can just let us know, because we're going to have all sorts of guests on is our plan. Maybe wrestling related, may not be. Maybe people you know, maybe people you don't know, but are interesting people to talk to. Right, guys?
I like the sound of that. Right. Yeah, sounds good.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, this is our very first webcast here we're doing. You know, another big piece of news was this Arctic blast in Texas. Did you guys get any of the Arctic blast in Hawaii, or were you good? No,
nothing too Arctic. It got pretty cold for a while. I mean, you had to put on a sweater or something. It got down in the 60s, maybe low 60s, but yeah, nothing like Texas was dealing with.
So did you guys hear from any of the fans in Texas during?
You know, it's been pretty cold though.
Did you guys hear from anybody in the Arctic blast? I mean, is everybody okay? Anything you heard or any news from anybody or any plumbing?
On TV or I'm not on social media very much. This is actually the first I'm hearing of this.
Okay, what are you doing, Marshall? You're writing a book there. You're taking some pretty good notes. I'm impressed, actually.
Well, I don't know. It's a little bit. It's breaking up a little bit, but I'm actually before we got on this podcast, I let people know what we were doing, and I got a question from Matt Stillwater asking, what are our thoughts on the wrestling landscape today? Do we like AEW? Do we like NXT? And how do you think MLW meshes with the wrestling that we have today? You know, there's a lot of
pretty loaded
great wrestling promotions right now. AAA, New Japan, Pro Wrestling Noah, Dragon Gate. There's a New Japan Dojo in California. For us, because, you know, we come from, you know, a long history of just professional wrestling, and we kind of try to stick to the brawling side, the competitive side. But AEW, NXT, all that stuff, I just think it's great for wrestling. It's bringing attention to wrestling. And, you know, something happened to wrestling in the 90s, you know, lost, you know, a lot of fans. I feel like, a lot of wrestling fans were children when they watched in the set or the 80s and the 90s, and you know, a lot of wrestling promotions don't target the kid audience. They kind of target, you know, the adult crowd, and so it's kind of hard to grow from that. And so that's like, I do wish there was more kid fit friendly shows. Or just try to get kids more involved. It seems like that term, you know, smart mark, everybody wants to be in on what's going on. And sometimes it's that environment. It's awesome though. I love hardcore wrestling fans, but you know, if we it would be cool to, you know, to think about the fans of the future and stuff and get more kids involved.
That's great. Ross, anything you want to add on that? What do you think?
Yeah. You know, there's, like my brother said, you know, I really think it's just so good. Like, we just appreciate people that are contributing to the art that my family gave so much for, you know, so it's kind of biased to say, you know, which one I like more. That I really just like that guys right now in our generation are going out there and making a living, and they're able to make a living. And, you know, it just, you know, each person has their, you know, their own style preference, you know. For us, like Marshall said, you know, we're kind of sticking with what made wrestling great in the first place. You know, we don't try to get, if you've seen any of our matches, you know, we really don't get too cute with it or anything like that. But you know, the landscape is interesting. We feel like it's kind of changing even now. It's still, it's going towards something. I'm not exactly sure. I don't think anybody really knows exactly what it's going to look like in the future, but yeah, we're excited. It's good things are happening. You know, I'm glad, you know, AEW made a big splash, you know, where all kinds of exciting things happen with MLW right now. And we feel like, maybe we're biased, but MLW is just like one of wrestling's best kept secret. You know, it's a great product, and there's something for everyone, all kinds of styles. And it's just, and we just feel like we're just breaking that.
That's so true. Because MLW, they call it, you know, MLW Fusion, and it really is a little bit of everything. You got, you know, the luchadors, you got strong style, you got the spotty stuff, you got a little bit of everything. And that's why it's, you know, that's why we were such diehards about MLW, you know, for the past few years. And so we were just pumped when they found, when we found out they wanted us, and we're super happy here. You know, one thing I wish promotions would, it was a problem like we ran into in Texas. You know, a lot of promoters didn't want to, work together. And that's one thing I like about MLW is they're willing to work with other people. And, you know, it helps. I just feel like it brings more attention to wrestling, you know. And back in the territory days, you know, they didn't have, they all did kind of work together. They had their territories. Everyone stayed in their spot. But because of that, a lot of men had jobs, and a lot of guys, you know, could wrestle for a living. And, you know, that's one thing I love about, yeah, MLW. They're willing to work with other people. But I think MLW is only going to grow from where it's at right now. It's, if you look at what's going on and the type of guys are like, this is for an indie promotion. You know, they're signing huge contracts. MLW is a great place to make a living. They completely take care of the wrestlers, and you know, the mastermind behind everything, Court Bauer, he's a, you know, just a solid guy. Loves everybody, every one of his guys, the talent. He's watched and studied, and he you know, he knows everything about each guy, and wants what's best for him. That really is hard to find in a promoter. A lot of promoters, you know, want to put their show over. And you know, there's a few guys I met, San Antonio, RCW, great promoter. That guy, loves the talent. World Class Revolution, Jerry Bostic, awesome promoter, good guy, you know, believes in the talent. And there's a lot of promotions like that. Also in the UK, Matt Jarrett, you know, if we did a Super Clash, and that was just, you know, he's promoters that are selfless, not selfish, you know. And so it's cool to see that today.
A lot of love and appreciation to Jerry. I mean, we worked with him for many years, and he was always great with you guys, and great organization. Do you guys see MLW pulling talent in, at least temporarily, from other, you know, productions? Maybe they can't contractually, but you know,
yeah,
in the old days, your uncles would, you know, go wrestle for a couple weeks with another territory and then come back and bring people out to that territory. Is that happening as well now? Or
yeah, so MLW works with AAA, the biggest wrestling promotion in Mexico. They're working, I believe they're starting a relationship now with New Japan, you know, which is a huge promotion in Japan. And that's the thing about Court, is he's Court Bauer, he's willing to work with everybody, and that's been like the biggest blessing, because you know, we're just trying to get we just want to get out, put ourselves out there, you know, and we love to travel, you know, and we're not you know, we've let people know we're not trying to go to WWE, we're just trying to enjoy these days, you know, travel together, wrestle together. This is what we were pretending to do when we were, you know, babies. Now we're going to do it as adults. It's pretty awesome.
It's incredible to see how you guys have progressed in your journey. All right, guys, we're wrapping up here on the Clawcast here. We're going to move into another segment called Tips and Tricks, any advice of anything that you guys have for the fans. And people are listening. And so, Ross, the first one's going to go to you. We got one for you, Ross, and we got one for you, Marshall. Ross, the question we have for you, or the tips and tricks, is give us any kind of workout and or nutrition tip, because spring is almost here. That means summer will be on the heels. People want to look their best this spring and summer. Give us one tip that the folks can do, because we know that you're in that tip-top shape. So what do you think?
Well, one that not a lot of people might like, but what works great is intermittent fasting. And that's basically where you have a 4-hour window that you eat every day. Yeah, exactly. Marshall hates it.
We're talking to you, Marshall.
You have a 4-hour window, and yeah, Marshall's on the fast food diet or whatever he's on. I try though. But
whatever I want diet. Yeah, check me out.
So Ross, intermittent fasting, I've done this before. Do you recommend just 8 hour eating window? Do you recommend six, or as short as you can do it, or just take within an 8 hour window?
Right off the bat, I think four would be a stretch. You know, if you can, I think, yeah, 8 hour, if you can start with just the, you know, eat your meals within that 8 hour time frame, and then, you know, possibly work your way down to, you know, six, maybe five or whatever. But, you know, just find out whatever feels good to your body. You know, if, you know, obviously if you're walking around all day and you're lightheaded and you feel like you're gonna pass out, probably not a good idea. You know, but just find what works for you. And I feel like the main thing is just not overloading your body with so much food. I mean, we're so used to eating, you know, all the time or whatever, which eating is great. I love it. But, you know, you got to give your body a chance to just, you know, respond and just let it digest and just kind of give it a break, give your system a break. And as far as working out, the one secret that Marshall and I both know is consistency. There's really no secret. It's just being consistent, find something to do. And we tell ourselves every day, let's find something and just go to exhaustion every day. And if you're doing that, then you're getting better.
Fantastic.
There we are.
Great advice, Ross. And do you subscribe to the theory, right? As I understand it, is that 80% of like weight loss or whatever is what you eat. The remaining balance is exercise. But, you know, for those that are looking to shed a few pounds or whatever, that's mostly what you're putting in your mouth and when you're doing it, right? Is that right?
Yeah. You know, and also, you know, carbs and calories, there's, you know, it just depends on how deep you want to go into it. But, you know, if for, you know, somebody wants to keep it simple, obviously you just want to go a little easy on the carbs and, you know, I feel like everyone has that bell when they know, okay, I've had enough. And then you go beyond that and then you feel like, you know, sluggish the next day or something. Just really, if you just listen to your body and just don't overeat or whatever. I mean, I think, yeah, that's it, you know, carbs, low carbs, and, you know, whatever you can figure out as far as a time window.
Great tip, Ross. Thanks. And, you know, maybe it's on some more of these clawcasts we do. We'll dive more into nutritional workout. And I know you've been a trainer in the past, and, you know, you walk the walk, so to speak. Thank you. Marshall, your tip. You've been doing a lot of construction.
Are we doing the clawcast?
Yeah.
Are we doing the clawcast?
Yeah, we're doing the clawcast.
I like that.
And here's the thing, Marshall. You've done a lot of construction. Okay, cool. A lot of people here are watching this in Texas, and maybe due to the freeze, they've got some construction they need to do as a result of pipes bursting, water damage, whatever. So tell us something from a construction standpoint. You work with your hands, some kind of a tip or something to be aware of, or something you learned in construction that might help out people. It's all on you, buddy.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't think I'm like the best guy at construction, but I was, like we were saying off air, Ross and I, we did construction for quite a while. We were roofers, carpenters, and, you know, we like to dabble in a little bit of everything. But for me personally, my tip is YouTube University. You want to frame in a wall, go to YouTube and just mimic what they do. That's how I pretty much got this whole house done. And it helps too, if you're doing something that you have no experience with, it is nice to, you know, bring someone more experienced to kind of mimic and follow what they do. And if you don't pay attention, then you're going to be stuck when they leave. And so you got to pay attention and, you know, to kind of mimic what they do. But yeah, I don't think that I'm like necessarily like a good builder or whatever, but it also changed when I started leveling things and measuring things. But on top of what Ross was saying, I was thinking, you know, the reason I think I can eat whatever I want, plus, you know, we have pretty good genetics, but we just work out so hard, but for like 30 minutes, we don't really ever go over an hour unless we're doing cardio or grappling or boxing or something like that. But We train so hard. I have the option to eat bad. I try not to eat super bad. Like, I love candies and sweets and stuff, and I try not to do it past like 9. I still do all the time. So I mean, I probably would have a better body if I did it, but my body is, I'm more concerned with being strong, and I'm healthy in the inside than Ross is the same way. We don't really care to look real shredded or look huge or whatever. You know, we were both, 30 pounds heavier, all muscled up a few years ago. And, we're eating 8 meals a day, and we tried that lifestyle. I was 270, Ross was 230, and with abs. And we tried that lifestyle for about a year or two. It was extremely expensive, super, I got a lot of respect for guys that can do that and can afford it. But yeah, I couldn't do anything throughout the day. I had to constantly eat, and it was just so much food. I was cooking all the time. My wife was cooking all the time. It was pretty nuts. I got a story from that just to close out. So I got up to 270. Ross got me some new trunks that would fit really well. And because my other trunks started getting pretty tight. It was just, they started disappearing in my skin. But so Ross got me some new trunks because I got big. Then we started this, because Ross is like my trainer, this intermittent fasting. I started dropping weight. I came back down to like 220. That's like, I think that's my natural weight where I feel good and I can jump high and I feel athletic. But we were in Japan and we were doing a run in. And so I was going to run in and slide in the ring, and my trunks, I lost weight. So they're pretty loose on me, and I was tying them as tight as I could. But I remember it was, I was pretty green at the time too. I remember I just didn't want to look stupid. I felt like I was in my underwear. It's Japanese crowd doesn't really respond to what you're doing, but I came out of the entrance running full speed, and I slid under the bottom rope, and my trunks did that snake effect where it rolls really quick, and it looked like I was wearing a string from my thigh, but everything exposed. And so any tough guy thing I had coming out, or any steam I had, got it deflated right there. And I had to finish the match, and the show must go on. And so that's to losing weight. If you're out there and you don't want to lose weight, that's a story.
Yeah, there are bad sides to losing weight. Yeah
there is.
Marshall, thank you for butting in with that great tip there, bud. I appreciate the butt in, no pun intended. All right. Well, you know what? This is going to conclude our very first Clawcast here on the VE Nation and DJ D-Man here from both Kauai and Las Colinas, Texas, from the D-Man Studios right here, which is my living room behind me. But who's counting? But we'll be on. We're going to be doing this. We are going to let this evolve and take on a life of its own. We've had a lot of inspiration from a lot of different sources, and I couldn't think of a greater group of guys to do this with than Marshall and Ross. So thank you guys for having me. It's great to
thank you. Thank you for making this this dream possible. And yes, please let us know. Let us know who you want us to have on the show. It doesn't have to be just wrestlers, but if you want to know, if you want more information on MLW, we can bring in any of the talent, any of the roster. Court Bauer, the head honcho over there, bring him, some of the writers, cameraman, anybody, because even our camera crew it has a lot of experience. We have the ECW camera crew. Just anybody you're interested in, into, or any questions you want to know about, people you want to talk to, we'll ask them.
Fantastic. Ross, any parting words for you, my friend?
Sounds good, man. Excited to do it again next time. That was fun.
All right. Well, on behalf of Marshall and Ross, I'm Dennis Crosby. Thank you for joining. We'll talk to you on the next podcast.
Why?
I'm getting dizzy. I'm getting dizzy.
Steve. Why? Why?
What?
Okay, cool. Let's start this for the people. From the people.
For the people, mate.
Good deal.